Donald's response. Being visionaries.
I'd like to share one of my business successes, but one that took 30 years to evolve. Just as we are looking to the future financially, trying to keep our bases covered, New York Magazine came out with their June 2006 issue called 2016 Tomorrowland, the projection of what NYC will be like in 10 years. I remember the uproar that I caused by wanting to build Trump Place on the Upper West Side of Manhattan along the Hudson River a few years back. It's a beautiful complex of 16 residential buildings, including a park, and it should be done soon. Well, today, they are projecting that the west side below the Javits Center will be larger than the city of Minneapolis by 2016. So I guess I wasn't wrong in providing some housing on that side of town. Being a visionary can be worth it now and then, especially after encountering opposition. And this is one of those times. One reason Robert and I point out certain things is because we can see them coming. As I've said before, we're not trying to be financial fearmongers. We're just hoping to be able to steer some of you in the right direction before it's too late and you say, "Why didn't we see that coming?" Fortunately, we're in a position, because of our individual success records, to give you some indications of what might be happening in the future. I had to be very stubborn when it came to that development on the west side that I just mentioned. In fact, I waited 30 years to see it happen. But I knew back then that it would be important to the future of New York City. I know this city. I was right. Look at Mark Burnett. He saw a new direction for television, and he too dealt with years of rejection. People just didn't get what he wanted to do, but he just kept at it because he knew he was right. When the television executives finally did get what he was going after, who created a new genre and a new chapter of television history? Mark Burnett. Sometimes it's hard to define what vision is. Usually it's based on studying the history of something and surmising where it will be going in 10 or 20 or more years. Yes, there's a risk involved, but forward-thinking people are often on the mark. Another prime example is Leonardo da Vinci. He looked ahead by centuries in his inventions and ideas. The verification of his visionary gifts took centuries to clear, but verified they have been. Thoreau said, "If you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put the foundations under them." Vision remains vision until you focus, do the work, and bring it down to earth where it will do some good. I remember Robert's frustration at seeing so many things that were clear to him and not at all clear to other people. He said the worst part was that people seemed to not want to hear about it. They preferred to remain ignorant, or at least unaware, rather than informed. We wondered, was it too much for people to handle? We don't think so, or we wouldn't be spending our time thinking about it and writing about it. We have reasons for what we're doing. Have you thought about 2016 yet? We have. Stay tuned. As Henry Kissinger knowingly said, history knows no resting places and no plateaus.